This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
A Redmond teen is fighting for his life in a Portland hospital. Details coming up.
Mount Bachelor is looking to renovate. We'll explain.
Improving Oregon's health plan for low-income people.
And near Madras, an Oregon State Police trooper had to do some sprinting to catch a suspect.
With Lori Robb, I'm Frank Bonacresti. Those stories and more are coming up next. Today's news brought to you by AirLink Critical Care Transport, providing skilled medical care and transport at a moment's notice, 24 hours a day, every day. For more information or to become a member, visit airlinkcct.org.
1110 KPND, depend on us.
A follow-up to a story we first brought you yesterday. A Redmond 18-year-old is fighting for his life in a Portland hospital after being nearly electrocuted Sunday afternoon. Friends and family say it happened near Culver when Redmond High senior Kyle Reed was hunting with his friends. He saw a small animal under an irrigation pipe, picked up the pipe, and it touched a power line overhead. News Channel 21 spoke with friend Mandy Dollarhide.
It didn't really click till I actually got to see him when they were airlifting him out. And then when I saw him, that's kind of just like the moment when it hit.
Absolutely devastating. I can't even put it into words how it affects everyone.
Reed is in critical condition in Portland, and doctors are worried about brain damage. Friends are praying for him and raising money for his medical expenses.
The Deschutes National Forest is putting a plan of proposed improvements to Mount Bachelor up for public comment. Current plans are to separate areas of the mountain according to skill levels, update outdated facilities, and balance the use of resort facilities. Gene Nelson Dean of the Deschutes National Forest says at this point they are looking for input.
The point of doing a draft is to get public comment, to have people be able to look at what we're looking at and give us feedback. And so really during this draft period, we're going out for a 45-day comment period.
There are also plans to deal with windy conditions on the mountain, maintaining snow coverage, and providing additional recreation opportunities in the summer. The plans are available to the public on the Deschutes National Forest website.
Oregon is in the process of implementing coordinated care organizations to help deliver health care for Oregon's health plan. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
The Central Oregon Health Council is holding several public forums this week to help inform people how these CCOs work. Robin Henderson with the Health Council will be conducting these informational meetings.
CCOs are looking to eliminate how those rules for payment are, but that means we need to be able to change everything about what we're doing, and that's going to take some money. This basically is a big experiment that could, if we're successful, be a big part of the solution to the nationwide healthcare crisis.
CCOs have the flexibility to support new models of care that are more patient-centered. It's hoped better coordination of services could result in cost savings. Another forum will be held today at the Prineville Public Library from 5 to 6:30 p.m. and again on Thursday at St. Charles Bend from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
A Bend woman accused of defrauding real estate investors out of more than $4 million was a no-show again in court. Tammy Sawyer was scheduled for a morning plea hearing on state fraud charges yesterday morning, but she didn't show up, so the bench issued an arrest warrant. Later in the day, the warrant was withdrawn after Sawyer's attorney said he and Sawyer did not know about the hearing until the prosecutor called after the fact and said they missed it. Last July, Sawyer was taken into custody by Portland police on a similar warrant after missing a court date. She had been living in Mexico and came back to Oregon in July to check on her rentals.
Near Madras, it was a workout for a state trooper who tried to catch a suspect first by car and then by foot. Oregon State Police say that yesterday, Robert Lee Holquin was driving his Nissan Altima north of Madras when an Oregon State Police trooper went to pull him over for a traffic violation. Instead of immediately stopping, Holquin led the trooper on a chase for about a mile and then got out of his car and continued to flee on foot for another half mile until the police trooper caught up with him. He is currently being held at the Jefferson County Jail on charges ranging from felony attempt to elude to resisting arrest.
Unemployment in Central Oregon was mainly unchanged in April. The rate stayed the same in Deschutes and Crook counties and fell slightly in Jefferson County. In Deschutes County, the unemployment rate remains at 11%. The county added 30 jobs, but typically this time of year, the county adds nearly 1,000 jobs.
Gasoline prices continue to rise, but the rate of increase is slowing. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Gas prices shot up when refineries on the West Coast shut down for maintenance problems.
Our gas prices continue to climb, although the rate of increase is slowing down.
Ray Dodds of the AAA says average prices are up 4 cents a gallon.
In Oregon, we're at 422. We were at 394 a year ago.
Washington's average is 424, and next to California, we're paying the highest prices in the continental U.S. Diesel prices holding steady at 435 a gallon. In Portland, Brad Ford, News Talk 1110, KBND.